Look like we live, man. It's through Zoom here, man. Hope some people getting up in here, man. I don't even know where the chat window is at. We need to figure out where the chat is. Because we're doing this through Zoom, y'all. This is a live joint. One of the first live edition of the show. We figured on Juneteenth.
Like, yeah, we felt like this was, if any occasion deserved it, that we should get ourselves together for and actually do this thing live. You know, this is the time right now. So let's get it. Let me turn off these phone notifications real quick.
Yeah, because we ain't recording. So shout out to everybody. It's people jumping in already. We appreciate y'all jumping in and all that good stuff. I need to share it to my page as well. Brother Matt, how's your Juneteenth going off so far?
It's good, Doc. I got up early. I went for the run to get that in because I just knew I was going to get my cholesterol up today. Celebrating our holiday with our people's foods. So as you can see right now, I've already gotten started. I got the requisite styrofoam joint. I got the shrimp basket. You know what I'm saying? Got a little bit of catfish going on underneath there. You know, doing what we need to do. Got me a little bit of dark liquor. Let me tell everybody right now, if you're drinking anything besides dark liquor today, you're wrong. You're going against your people. This ain't a vodka day. This ain't a gin day. This is none of that. This is a dark liquor day. Or malt liquor. That is the only thing otherwise that's suitable. But other than that, dark liquor day. So here we is.
Dark liquor day, man. This is, I mean, that's technically not a part of Juneteenth, a dark liquor, right?
Well,
not...
I feel like, you know, Juneteenth has stood for what it stood for this time. We're going to talk about that in a second here. But we got to add a little bit of flavor on it, too. You know what I'm saying? If we really going to adapt this thing, you know, we got to make this into Black 4th of July. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so let's really start getting after it, you know? So I'm going to, my first offering, and I'm going to have a list of things that I want to bring to the table here in a second. But my first offering is a dark liquor regular basis here. So just, you know, get that going, get the dark liquor running early on and make it happen. Now, let me tell everybody before we get too far into this show, though, if you're at work, first of all, shame on you. Shame on you. You shouldn't have done that today. Even if you at the house, you ain't supposed to be at work. If you're working from home, you ain't supposed to be working. Because they sure gonna say you ain't gotta work on 4th of July. So we don't work on the 19th of June either. Write that into the book. But if you are somewhere around other people or children, please turn this down or put your headphones on.
Yeah, and if you're if you're listening on live and you haven't listened to the podcast frequently, make sure you go to YouTube and go to SOLC Network, subscribe there, or you can subscribe at any of your normal platforms or come to the Stroud Locash Scenario fan page, join us there as well. And, you know, we're going to kick it off with some quick topics, some fun for everybody on this Juneteenth midday, man.
Absolutely, man. So first of all, man, let's talk a little bit about the holiday and, you know what I'm saying, how we got to it. It's been weird, right? Because I feel like a lot of things have been happening on a schedule that none of us really had set for this year. Like, it's thrown everybody's calendars out the window. But for the things that happened, you know, in the country over the last month or so, you know, to happen, and now it runs straight up to Juneteenth, it's like the perfect time for it to happen for it. See, now that's Black right there. He put you on mute on a live Facebook feed and got on the phone. So he's already celebrating. But we got the, so the thing I'll say is that I think it's dope that we got to the point where we had this holiday run up that some of us have been about for a little while. And some of us haven't, you know, celebrated on an annual basis to have it right now during this time when everybody's doing the spotlight really is on the Black community and on us. So I'm happy to have this to celebrate right now. I'm happy that we, you know, got it going on at a point where we're able to, you know, make it really count for something. So I'm excited. I'm going to watch Daryl get angry on the phone on this live. He got.
I had it on the speaker view. They didn't even see it. You just blew up the spot.
He had the domestic squabbles. No, we gonna bring Black people apart and then bring everybody back together.
No, but let me go to one of mine real quick, man. I have my notebook. I want all guests.
Are you doing your list of demands already?
Yeah, I want to go right into it, man.
Hold on. So we gotta bring that up. See, that's why you the blackest dude I know, because you are already ready to ask for something right now. So here's the thing.
I mean, Netflix gave out $120 million. Why can't we? I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just asking for small things.
I'm gonna talk about that. So over the last, what has it been like, the last 2 weeks? I mean, this is easily been the most popular time to be Black in the history of the world, by far. I mean, I've had people giving me looks when they're on the street that have been saying hi to me, been saying hello in whole different ways than ever. I felt uncomfortable with so many people saying hi to me at once. It's like everybody kind of wants to say something, kind of wants to, you know, get a piece of the action here. So I've had to go out of my way to be more accommodating to people saying hello to me that never would have all the time. I feel like that's me giving them a little something back for them to, you know, feel like they're doing something. Like, I said something nice to a Black guy today. Like, all right, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is that I think most people, are, like myself, are shocked that this is all happening. It's almost overwhelming, all the stuff that's just happening. It's like, it's literally like a sketch from a Dave Chappelle sketch. Like, what if Black people was able to run shit for like 2 weeks and get anything right. They wanted? And it's almost like, I feel like it's a setup. Like, next week they're gonna be like, oh, that was all play before y'all go back to slavery or some shit. Like, I just feel like that's like, it's like the setup. And that maybe that's a part of it that we won't ask so much. We think it's a setup.
I feel like it's definitely a setup right now. Like, this is ridiculous. This is like getting everything you asked for Christmas and then being like, hold up. What's happening here? Like, I shouldn't be getting all this. What's the catch? What's going to come in on the other side of this? Hey, you on mute. I lost you. You're still on mute.
Yeah, my bad. it's a crazy thing to think about on the overall side, because if you look at where we were just a month ago and mm-hmm. 2 months ago, it took a coronavirus and, you know, you know what?
We had to cancel the NBA season. We had to have a virus. We had to have everything. The movie theaters had to close. Everything had to go. And now, all right, let's pay attention to what's going on.
Similar to Barack Obama being elected for president. We had to have a lot of things fall in place. Maybe that's what it is. We need calamity. Around. America needs calamity to deal with Black people.
It feels like a meteor fell out the sky and hit race relations in the world right now. Yeah, Obama getting elected was the last time I looked around and I was just like, oh, shit. What just happened right now?
It's real.
Yeah, like real things is happening. So I think it's dope, but first of all, I want to say this before we go into the next part of what we got. We told you so, first and foremost. We told you so. So for our longtime listeners, we can go back a year ago, at least a year ago, when we said, all right, by next Juneteenth, we need to have some strides and have some things in place. Now, at that point, we were just announcing the MAFA, M-A-F-A movement was going to be running for president this year and some of the changes that we were going to bring forward. And
MAFA movement is a full effect.
Yeah, you can go back and look up what the MAFA movement stands for. We still believe in it. It's what we're here to do. But we told you so that by this next Juneteenth, we was gonna have things to play. Now at the time, we were just talking about everybody go register guns, turn the tables on folks and get that legal gun in your name and then see if we can make change that way through the with the laws. But this blew me out the water. I didn't expect all this. I didn't expect for Nike to make Juneteenth into a paid holiday for its employees and everything like that. It's a whole nother level of what's come up.
None of us thought this would be happening. None of us.
And with you being the Blackest person that I know personally, what's your feel on this? Like, how are you feeling right now about what's come back and what it's looking like?
Every day I wake up and I be like, they can't do that for real, right? Like, I've been constantly have to check links to make sure it's not the Onion. Like, I have to be like, oh, somebody send me something. Like, let me see the URL. Dang, that's NBC News. Oh, wow. Okay. This is real. Like, we really, it's shocking with our, like, people. It literally went, not a Senate. I just saw the article where the Senate is now thinking about making Juneteenth a national holiday.
Yeah.
Now, all fast. Like, this shit is happening fast.
So is this like the greatest pre-apology of all time? Because I ain't counting this as an apology yet. I'm just counting this as a pre-apology. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is not an apology at all.
For me, this feels like when you get like in trouble with your girl, but then y'all kind of start talking a little bit and you'd be like, all right, but you still be kind of mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still be mad. Y'all both still be kind of mad at each other, but y'all at least talking to each other a little bit. That's what this feels like. Because I still haven't seen a single Black person speaking on behalf of the Black delegation that said, all right, good now. Like, no, y'all gonna have to keep pushing. We gonna need some things in writing and some changes to come. But it's nice. It's nice that you know we're in the room at least here.
Yeah, I think we have a poll up in the chat right now. If anybody's in the chat right now, and if you're not in the chat, Matt's gonna talk about the poll in a second. That's in the chat because it's a part of his demands.
We can
stuff for Juneteenth. Let's go to that now. Then go ahead, go to it now.
So what we decided to do is that while we have this spotlight on us at the moment, we have a list of demands that we would like to see filled, in the name of Black people, in the name of advancing the culture. So first and foremost, the topic of reparations. Now, reparations remains one of the most hotly debated things that are out there. You know, we want our 40 acres, we want our mule. Me personally, I could save the mule. I don't want the responsibility. I don't even want a potted plant, let alone a living animal. But I get the gist of what we're talking about. However, what I want to say, the first demand that I have here is a reparations menu, maybe, so that you can kind of have a little bit of an a la carte option about how you want to get your reparations. So maybe you don't want to have your 40 acres. Maybe you don't need that. Maybe that's not what you have. You live in the city, you don't want to drive all the way out there for that 40 acres, and you damn sure don't want a mule just like me, but you want that check, all right? So yep. I'll give you three options here. So of course, you can just get the check. Whatever that's going to be worth, what that's going to look like. You're never going to block anybody from getting their money. You know, that's not what I'm about. But I'd like to put some other options out here, too. Option number one, getting your student loans erased. Just take care of that. That's going to get them people. That's going to get them people from calling you out the way. That's going to help that credit out. Put through everything. Just going to be student loans out the way. I mean, I think I read that yesterday, like 30 organizations plus the NAACP went to Capitol Hill and said it's time to erase them anyway. For Black people, however.
Only Black people get theirs erased?
I think that was what they were proposing. This is what I'm absolutely proposing, though. I'm saying that there's no other option. Black people's student loans erased.
At the minimum, if y'all want to erase everybody else's too, that's fine. But Black people's need to be definitely.
We're first. We're sitting in the front of the bus on this one. Number two, get that child support taken care of. So that back child support and the future payments too for up to two children. Now, not these brothers that's out here putting together football teams and things like that. Like, listen, you might have to pick your two favorite kids or the lady that was the hardest on you, the court case. Yeah, like however it is, the youngest one, however you want to go about doing it. But you get that child support taken care of 2 years. That's going to keep brothers out of jail. And it's also going to keep money in people's pockets. And everybody needs that.
Agreed.
And finally, this is one that this is my list, but you can expand on this one, too. No taxes for 20 years. We don't want to have to file them. We don't want to have to be assessed. We don't want to go through the trouble. No taxes for 20 years.
But I remember we even took it a little further, said on anything. So that's, we talking about going to the grocery store, you put your Black card up, you don't get any taxes at Target.
So I thought about that though. However, the problem with that might be is that we still do need tax money for things that do help Black people too. So maybe it's just a shift.
That's true. We need services.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, we need the service.
Because then they'll start shifting them services away from the hood like they already do.
Yes, exactly. And we don't want them to do that. Like, they didn't pay taxes, so we're not taking care of the hood. And then everywhere it looks like the Cabrini Green or something crazy like that. We don't want that. So taxes shifting. Or you can take the check. You can get that Ed McMahon Publishers Clearinghouse check. You can get that too. So I'm curious to know what people want. I'm choosing student loans, public and private. I want all of them gone. Just get rid of that. We're good. That's like reparations for me. That's a good enough amount to cover for me to make me whole. I'm good from there.
Mm. Ooh, I might go with no taxes. I'm gonna go with no taxes, man. Because I'm going to start doing some crazy shit business-wise with no taxes.
like getting that permanent PPP loan?
Or flipping it like this, like, you know, when you sell a house or anything like that, you have to pay capital gains tax, like with 40%. Nah, son, I'm rolling out my whole honey bun. Give me that 100%. Or even if it's a lower rate, take 5%, 10%. If I got to put something in the collection plate, go ahead and put the 10% in there for collection plate.
Hey, dog. Shout out to this fish plate, man. It's got the bread in it. Got the
shout out the Black companies, man. Shout out the place where it's coming from.
Oh yeah, it's from Grill Stop. And if you're in St. Louis, it's on Olive, U City. Of course, I'm representing the U City even in my foods. But it's nice menu, good lunch menu, whole thing, man. Go stop through them. You know, I usually don't do free advertisements, but I'm doing free advertisements for Black people today on the holiday, on Black 4th of July. Actually, I'm sorry, 4th of July is white Juneteenth. My fault.
Yep. Yep. It's white Juneteenth. That's 100% what it is.
Yeah. Excuse me.
My bad. So I got, for me, I want at least the gas stations, 20-30% of gas stations in the hood to be renamed black names.
Okay.
I mean, like instead of Amoco, Andres.
Considering how hard we support gas stations for literally anything. Yeah. That makes sense.
Gas stations are big in the neighborhood, man.
Instead of like Sicko, like Carlos or something like that?
Instead of like, Phillips 66, that sound like that's a brother though a little bit. Phillips 66 sound like he getting a blunt.
Phillips 66 always sounded like a menthol cigarette to me.
Yeah, we're going to keep Phillips 66. They can keep theirs. Instead of BP, JT,
Hey, I think JT is the name I know more black people have. It's like the initials name. I think JT is the one that's like, if you did a number on the initials by people, JT would be the runaway for black folks.
100%. 100%.
And CJ.
Oh, that's good. The
DJ. DJ don't count.
DJ.
Yeah.
Actually, do black people take every acronym in the front almost every and just put a J behind it if you a junior?
Yeah, I think they try. I think we try at least. Yeah.
EJ.
Your hands are in front of your face here.
Oh, my bad. EJ, all that stuff.
Yeah. E and J. MD.
MD. See? We got the acronyms for your ass.
Yeah.
But what's your next one?
All right, man. So my next demand is this is kind of a two-prong. So this is two demands, but I'm just gonna put them together here because they work together. No more mayonnaise potato salad. That shit is whack, son. Ooh. Nobody wants that. Get that out of here. If you can't make mustard potato salad, I don't want it. Just gotta go. Mayonnaise potato salad always tastes a little oppressive to me, like it took something and put a spin on it that we didn't ask to have happen. I don't want that. Get that out of here. Done with mayonnaise potato salad. And the second part of that is that before people can bring food to work, that it needs to be approved and also smelled, not necessarily tasted, but at least approved and viewed by a member of the black delegation first. So, whoever in the office, whoever you're working at, you got to have at least one, preferably two to three black people. Because, black people, sometimes some black people be liking terrible stuff too. But at the end, we kind of get to a level where we all kind of, for the most part, are on the same level. We need to have designated black taste testers for all food that come in the office tasting party. We don't want that no more. I don't think that other people realize how much a divider that is between us. That's one of those things between the cultures. We don't be trusting it, man, because we don't know if you're going to eat it. You're going to find like a random raisin where it ain't supposed to be. You know you don't be wanting to have that hair, that one hair. Look, son, black taste tester, food reviewer, required at all places of work in the United States.
That was a good one, man. My next one I have on my list is I want us, the black people, need to go and get guns on Juneteenth and just let us like have a free for all, like to be able to register for our guns on Juneteenth.
Okay.
We talked about this previously.
We're not talking about just upping it in the streets, right?
No. I'm talking about being able to register. Like, you should just be able to just up the, we should all just up and register. It should be like a black gun day.
Okay.
We talked about this previously where everyone can go. And it's a quick process, too. They just check your stuff real quick. You ain't got no warrants. Cool. Here go your license. That's all we need on that
day. If my law passes for reparations, you can have some of them warrants for them child support erased off.
Right before that, you go over to the child support office, make sure that your paperwork went through that, then go right over to the gun office.
Yes, sir. I'm with that.
What's your next one?
My next one is that I want the Colonel off of the KFC bucket. I want him out.
Now, what is your replacement? Since what's your replacement on there?
That could have been something we might have been able to poll too. Like, we can revisit this in some other shows, but I don't like how he be on there looking at me, looking like Mr. Antebellum. I don't like it. I don't like it. At the very least, put a brother on the front of it. I would trust it a little bit more, and I might like it a little bit more. I'm not dealing with it. And also, and another thing that I want too, while we're talking about food, and this is my last food, I want for the condiments and the seasonings that are put on the tables in restaurants to be reflective of black people as well. I want some Lowry's on that joint, maybe some Tony Satcheries, okay, some Old Bay. I want black seasonings. I don't want for it just to be salt or pepper. That's what's been tearing us apart anyway, son. Is you gotta is have
the salt. So the seasonings, so we need to get the seasonings up.
I want seasonings, and when you bring out some, and when you bring out some ketchup, you better bring out some barbecue sauce, son.
Okay. I dig it. I like that. I like that. I like that.
All
I got next up. I want all music at any events that is over 30% black people to be changed. All sporting events. So if it's more than 30% black people there, at first I had just NBA, but I was like, man, you know what? We be at NFL games too. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If a whole bunch of us go to a Cardinals game for Northside U City High Night, where all the kids there from all the high schools in the hood, where they give out free tickets. That it needs to be go ahead and give out, you know, that, let's change the music up. We need to have this music changed up. Nobody wants to hear it. We're not going to take it. You know, I'll put some sugar, pour some sugar on me. And I want to extend that musical thing into strip clubs. I've been to a strip club in a long time, a white establishment, but I do remember last time I went in Phoenix, Pour Some Sugar On Me was playing. I need that song outlawed in all strip club establishments, period.
I want Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer to be replaced with Swag Surfing. I want it out. You can still play it, just not at our joints. I don't want
that. No, we don't want
that. I'm not saying that. And
if it's more than 30% black people, Bon Jovi goes out.
First of all, and I want to clarify that. Not 30% black people in attendance, but 30% black people playing the sport. I don't want to be at an NBA game that is going to, by law, I think has to be 90% black, no matter what. I mean, you might have
some. You're trying to make sure the Salt Lake City don't get over on this.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. I know where I was going. I don't want that. So,
good old Salt Lake City.
My last demand for the moment. I will have more as the world evolves. I will have more. Is that I want for any Celtics title after Bill Russell and before Kevin Garnett and them to be vacated. Period. Out. I want more
That's
for the
crucial,
Lakers.
Though,
I want more for the Pistons. I want more for the Sixers. The Lakers are the unofficial team for blackness in America. It's always been like that. It ain't my squad, but either way, I'm fine. Detroit speaks for itself, and Philly speaks for itself. I want more titles to be for those cities and not Boston.
Okay. Not for Boston. And it's a lot of, I mean, so you just going to diss New Edition and the brothers from Boston, huh? Benzino.
They're cool. They're fine. They'll get over this. I'm saying they can keep the Russell titles and the KG titles, just not them Larry Bird nymphs.
So, yeah. So, shout out to the chat room is weighing in on the poll. Student loans, people saying tax option. People saying taxes are come up. They said Phillip 66 is a good look to keep this name as a name. Shout out to y'all.
I would also like to not have to pay car insurance, but I feel like that's a little tricky.
Yeah, because I don't want them, like, not covering my shit, though, when something happened. Like, well, you under the free plan. That's if you don't get a ticket. You just don't get a ticket.
You got that AOL starter disc version of car insurance. You get, like,
$10. Yeah, you don't get no ticket. Like, if they pull you over, you don't get no ticket. But we ain't covering shit, though.
Yeah, no. I don't want that.
Now, some people would like that option, though, now. Some people would choose that option.
Well, I mean, I'm here for the people, of course, as always. So, yeah, you got anything else on your list?
Yeah, I got one. I got one more. I got. I want the Juneteenth logo to be coming to existence. I don't know what's going to be in this June. I need it to be an official logo, like we have an official, like, you know. I mean, I don't even know. Do we have a Labor Day flag? I think we do, or something like
a
that.
Labor
or something
Day around flag? That.
I don't know. Is it a Labor Day logo? Let me Google that real quick.
I don't know.
If we don't, we need one for Juneteenth.
I've never seen the Labor Day logo. If that's the case.
There is a Labor Day logo. I just Googled it. There is a Labor Day logo.
I feel like
we need a Juneteenth.
When we found them Tubmans, and we found that.
That's another thing. Where's our goddamn Tubmans at, Matt? Where's our Tubmans at?
Add that to the thing. I want all money changed to have black people on it. Period.
Tubmans, man. I just want these Tubmans.
I want the Tubmans too, but I want all money that have black people on it. Period. I don't care. You can't deny us. You got to look at us.
Who goes on a $100 bill? Who goes on a $100 bill?
Barack.
Barack. Who goes on a $2 bill?
Who's somebody shiesty?
O.J. Simpson. That's how I was immediately thinking O.J. Simpson on the $2 bill. Because nobody's going to really have it, and it's people who think it's fake.
That sounds like O.J., too, so that works.
When,
hey, did you hear that they bring the new Bronco out on O.J.'s birthday?
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm very serious.
Hold on. No.
I might have to get that joint.
Hold on.
I got a Tupac t-shirt on. Would I lie to you, brother?
No, I know, but I just got to see this, man.
They bringing out the new body Bronco on OJ's birthday in July.
Damn. On July 9th. Ain't this a bitch? On July 9th, they OJ said his birthday.
The OJ, I want the OJ edition, dog.
Yes, all white. I got it. You can't get it if you don't get the OJ edition.
It shouldn't come in any color but white. Like every Bronco you should see should be white. Should be no other colors.
And it should come with like your GPS should be AC Collins talking to you.
Yeah.
that's your GPS.
Oh, yo, I would love if all GPS voices was brothers.
I mean, you could change them, but I think you have to pay.
I don't want options. I want all of these things. These are my Juneteenth demands. I don't want options. I want, if you change it, you're just picking another brother.
Got you. That makes sense. All right. Let's keep it moving, man. Karen, they didn't you know what? Let's talk about Juneteenth as a whole, man. Like, when did you find out about Juneteenth and like as a kid or as an adult?
I've known about it for a long time, but it was just one of them things that, you know, because, you know, our life goes and stuff, it's hard to celebrate stuff if other people ain't celebrating it. I mean, that's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, more people throughout my life have celebrated my birthday than Juneteenth. You know what I mean? And that's kind of crazy, yeah. Right? You know, but I mean, I've always kind of known about it. I can't go back to when I heard about it, because I was talking about this earlier, and you know, I had the great benefit of going to a all black elementary school, you know, and when I was in elementary school and coming through the ranks, I think it's kind of changed a little bit now, where my teachers would teach, you know, the things they had to teach, but they would also teach what they wanted to teach too. And our teachers, you know, most of my teachers were black, you know, so they were really teaching that history. And, you know, when they put that history, like, you know, the regular things that you see in like social studies and stuff, they also put a black spin next to it too. So I don't know. I found out about it a long, long time ago, but I never.
Yeah, me too.
I never thought they would get to a point where it got roundly recognized by.
Man, I never thought. I always thought it was going to be just a. I thought it was just going to be something that would just certain amount of black people knew about. And a lot of me on the real Juneteenth may have a lot to it being kicked off from Blackish on the low. I was thinking about that. That Blackish episode where they really represent Juneteenth and did that episode of slavery, them getting out of slavery. And so like talking about Juneteenth, I think Juneteenth that pushed a lot for people to understand and know.
Is Juneteenth gonna pass Kwanzaa now as the main holiday?
They blaze past Kwanzaa, man. They blaze past it. This last last year or so it's blazed past. I mean, when is the last time we've all represented Kwanzaa? I remember as a kid we celebrated Kwanzaa, mm-hmm. but like I think I probably fell off with it probably around college, high school, college. I was forgetting.
College causes you to fall off on most things as you're replacing.
Yeah, and I never picked it back. I mean, I knew it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even met Dr. Karenga, the person that created it. But I mean, I just fell off with it, and it was kind of like, okay, well, 7 days is a lot, Chief. No disrespect, you know.
No, I know that in my life, I've never seen anything ever get taken to, or like this roundly ever. I've never seen anything like this. Just became aware of it this quickly, and it just became a huge thing like that. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, it's amazing and crazy that all this is going on. I'm still flabbergasted, man, that this is all happening. But Karen, man, the Karen in the park, they didn't expose her, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't put all her business out there in the streets.
Please pull this up. I think that everybody needs this. We'll share this link in the in the messages down here. But I think everybody needs to know about the totality of this story. So the Karen, this particular Karen that we're talking about is the one from the park that had the brother that was doing the bird watching that a couple of episodes ago, we tried to dissect the idea of a brother doing bird watching as is, but you know, whatever. He was doing bird watching. He's a unique type of cat. I love it. But the chick that, you know, decided to weaponize her privilege against him, she's got a sketchy background, to say the least.
Oh, it's real. I'm putting a link in here for everybody real quick. Hold on. But basically, she was having an affair with a married dude. gave him $65K to get divorced. He didn't get divorced, or he did get divorced and didn't give her the money back. And then the girl that he was divorcing from and her end up being cool. Like,
that's some days of your life, young and the restless type.
Oh, and she's suing him, and she sued him. She sued him. My bad. That was the thing, the killer. She sued him for not paying back a loan.
See, that's
that was the kicker.
See, that's the second sketchy time that we've had this crossover. Like, obviously, it didn't end up in the brother having the situation as their brother down in Dallas. But see, this is why mm-hmm. you gotta be careful and who and what you're dealing with.
Yeah, yo, Karen, 65,000. Like, yo, the white privilege of the fact that she just had 65,000 to give to a dude, her dude that she was a side chick of to get divorced is crazy. 65K?
Yeah, like that's
the idea that you just have that, and she's under 30, I believe. Like, just to have 65K sitting there.
Like, how, like, where'd that come from, man? That's drug money, dog. I don't trust drug money, bro. I want that money tracked.
That's what I'm saying. Why ain't nobody tracked this money? What is 65K?
Yeah.
And if you give somebody 65K, I think that's a gift tax on that.
You got to declare that. Hell yeah, you got
to. That's a gift tax. I don't know how you would get around it. Maybe it's a way to get around it if you said you was through business or purchase or something. But then you can't sue me for it because it was a transaction or it was a loan. Maybe you put it as a loan and not a gift. I don't know. Maybe that's the way you get around it.
I don't trust it, dog, because I don't trust her.
Yeah. Dude, they didn't went through all her life, man. At first, I was like, man, that's kind of messed up. I was like, fuck it. Whatever. They went through her life.
See,
it don't matter.
And that reminds me of the other thing that I was seeing here that I want to chop. See, that toxicity just got me.
Oh, shout out to our boy Dan. He said that she was the second side chick.
Hold on.
He had another side chick that he left and went to.
So she's a fallback side chick?
She was a secondary one. She basically, he basically finessed and his... I thought they were black at first because the wife's name was Tati Tiana, and I was like, ooh.
Was she from Alabama?
So but it was all white people, and the dude that looked super nerdy, he done finessed some pimping on this, because he had another finesse some pimping because he the 65K from another woman, but then left her, used the money, divorced, and went with another woman. Basically, is what I'm looking at. I'm just rereading it now again. Shout out to Dano for putting us on that.
See, when you finesse some pimping, you're really cooking them when that hits.
Yeah.
You're a whole nother level.
And you would have never thought that was coming. If you see him, if you Google a picture of him, you'd have never thought this was coming.
See. All right, that's great. I love it. Get out there, do it. But see, that brings me to the other point. The thing I wanted to bring out was about Trey Songz, Freedom Fighter.
Yeah, you got to go into this, though. Like, what's going on with this Trey Songz thing, man?
So, if you go to Trey Songz, I think it's his Twitter feed as well, his Instagram feed. Trey Songz just privatized his petty yesterday. Like, he just doubled down on the petty so deep that all he did was just find people that were making racist comments on the internet and just did like investigative, like unsolved mysteries level work, going to find out where these people worked at, posting them up. He put one thing out there about one chick, and then she got fired from 24 Hour Fitness. I'm talking about.
Damn.
I mean, 24 Hour Fitness is getting ready to fire anybody as is, but he just helped him get to the finish line a little bit quicker. Like, people is really there's nowhere to hide these days. If you put it out there, you better be ready to stand behind it.
Yeah, it's a it's scary for white supremacists right now. Somebody racist, it's got to be real scary for you at this point.
I mean,
because there's nowhere to hide.
So,
I'm fine with it. I love it.
So
I love it, man.
So let's see. For example, one of them, Trey Songz, mm-hmm. yesterday, 17 hours.
Oh, you got examples too. Good shit. Go run it.
This is Kevin Howe. Kevin is racist.
Okay.
And yes, he is a hoe as well. These people really exist right in your face, in your home, and have visions of the old days while telling us racism is some figment of our imagination. You ain't got to question what I'm on. I'm on the edge. They killed our leaders. Anybody that tried to teach us, murdered. And anytime we had progression, they slaughtered us and took it. I ain't really no activist. This is just how I feel in my heart about me and mine.
Damn.
Trey Songz's timeline right now is exactly what you need in your life. He's out here busting people out. He's got multiple slides of them from their social media, where they work at, everything. So saying that, hey, you're not going to be able to be a part-time racist. If you stand behind that, Trey Songz is coming for you, baby. You better watch out.
We are finding unlikely heroes here, man. You tell me when a couple years ago, if you knew that Trey Songz was going to be doing this.
No, I did not know that Trey Songz was going to be a freedom fighter. Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah, exactly. and now he's freedom fighting, man.
Listen, Doc, we got people stepping up to the plate for our blackness like never before, Doc. We got to, hey, everybody can find their place and use their platform to make it happen.
Everybody got to chip in, man. Everybody's got to chip in.
If Trey Songz could do it, you could do it too. It's happening.
If Trey Songz can do it, you can do it too. That's real shit, man. That's real shit, man.
All right, man. Let's talk about your boy. He's your boy for a reason.
Because go ahead, man. Go ahead.
So, Kyrie Irving. I had to gather myself. I had to look out in the space and think about my whole life for a second before I started in on this. Kyrie Irving is an interesting cat. I think everybody knows somebody in their life who feels like they're a little deeper than they really are and like tries to jump into, you know, try to teach you about something and tell you to do something that they're not quite sure how to do yet. They're willing to school you on it. That's Kyrie Irving for me. So Kyrie Irving, who was incapable of getting the Cavs over 500 before LeBron came to town, mm-hmm. who made the Celtics worse when he got there.
Got bounced in the first round.
No, they lost in the second round. They lost to
lost in the second round? They won the first round? Okay.
Yeah, they lost in the second round. They lost to the Bucks, but they got swept.
Right. That's right. That's right.
But the year before, the Celtics was in the Eastern Conference Finals. So you come to town, you're supposed to be the man. You're supposed to be a top 10 guy in the league. And then you get bounced out of the you make the team worse. Like, nobody that watched the Celtics that season felt like they were a better team after Kyrie than they were before. There's just no defense.
Oh, there's no defending that.
And I'm not being hard on the Celtics because, again, this is after the KD era. So the Celtics are okay now. Actually, they're great. I got somebody Lewis on their team. I'm all about that. I'm always going to support Jason Tatum. But Kyrie came and got in the way of what Tatum was on. So now after all of that, after another season where he's out, you know, he's been hurt all year in his first year in New Jersey. Talked his way out of Boston, hurt all year. Now he's decided to say that people in the NBA don't need to play because the focus needs to stay on Black Lives Matter still. Okay, so that's like last Thursday. And mm-hmm. then on Saturday, he said, what we actually need to do is start our own league where we can decide what things is focused on. I'm like, huh? Hold up.
This is the same guy that had the all white girl party, right?
Yes, 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 yes. The all white. Nothing's wrong with that, man. Live your life, but he had a place.
But you can't be talking about you the blackity blackity black.
Well, but that isn't that how it usually goes? Like you super it's black, true. Black drawers, black socks, black T-shirt.
I mean, I'm blackity black, but I mean, yeah, not, but man, I, mean, I guess I'm not you, that black.
But you's a nigga though. That's different. So I mean that's the only difference. and I'm saying it in the full term of endearment right there. That
oh yeah, 100%, 100%.
You're not blackity black. We would never have done this show if you were like that. it never would have started in the first place.
So, but my thing is Kyrie can't eat like he's the dude that be like. Like I remember, I told you about when I was at Rich's barbershop, and a dude was like, "That big baller brand can work though for the league. I mean, for college players not to have to go to college, they can just go to the BBB league, and they'd be straight. He just believe in him. He can do it." Like
a year later, let me tell you what you can't believe your way out of: shoes that he had to change four times a game because the soles was ripping off.
Yep. And a dude that was taking their paper. The dude, the co-owner, was extorting their money from them.
Mm-hmm.
Frauding all that paper from them. So, I mean, come on, man.
I mean, the premise of what LeVar Ball wanted to do, I support it, man. But you got to go about it the right way. That's a whole nother thing. I don't want for that to distract against what I got to say about Kyrie.
Go ahead.
He has officially become the Hoopin Hotep now. That's who he is.
Because he also doesn't believe in the flat. He believes in the flat earth as well.
Yes, the world is flat. And then he tried to say that he was just joking. And he always kind of got that look on his face where he don't quite know where he at. And I'm like, nah, dog, you was being serious. Nobody laughed at your joke, and now it's a joke. That's all that is.
And he's just a dude that just is not a dude you want to follow. Like,
you can't. Here's my thing. In order for you to literally lead me to another league, to say that I need to play in a different league, which is all sorts of legal complications for all these people that are under contracts with these teams right now. But you tell me I need to go and do that, bro, you need to be able to lead a team to a championship on your own. Like, that's it. I just need you to have led something, period.
And the real trade bag about this, ain't he hurt for the season? So he ain't going anyway, right?
And this was after he asked if he could go to the Orlando thing if he wasn't playing, just to hang out with his teammates. And they was kind of like, no, it's an extra body. And then he's like, oh, no, we need to start another league.
I didn't know that part of the game. I did not know that part, that he was on that. I did not know that. That's funny that he couldn't go to the party. He was like, you know, I'm gonna do my own party.
You know what, man? That's cool. I mean, you can't come to my birthday party anyway.
I'm starting my own league.
Yeah, I'm gonna start my own league.
And my thing is that all his checks are guaranteed too, though. And he ain't about to worry about no paper.
But here's the thing. Dwight Howard was the other cat that was that
and
was
it's so another untrust. Come on, man. These are two. This dude has like 11 kids by 10 different women, man. Yeah, I can't trust a dude. I can't trust a dude like that.
His reparations, he'd have to choose.
Yeah, because his reparations won't be able to cover all 10. That's another thing we need to talk about. How many kids does his reparations child support protect?
Two.
Over two is you on. It's on you.
Yeah. When you get to the third one, bro, you should have figured it out. We got
stuff. No. Now. What if I have three or four kids with one woman?
No.
Does that cover that? It's only two kids, period. Got
people. Your reparations only covers two people.
Gotcha. All right. So you got to cover everybody over two. Yeah. It's like with taxes where you can't get no more taxes, no more children benefits after three, I think. You can't get any benefits.
I've heard. I don't know. I get zero tax breaks, so it doesn't even matter. So I ain't with it, man. There's people that say they support the vision, support the premise. I'm going to tell you what. One of the least trustworthy things I ever hear anybody say is when they say they see the vision and I support the vision. Nah, man. Nah. There's a difference between a vision and an idea. An idea or a plan, that's a real thing. I don't support the vision.
And the thing is, though, credibility is built by what you've done in the past. What has Kyrie done in the past that we would believe anything that he's saying going towards the future?
Well, he played
like, didn't he say some crazy stuff during Black Lives Matter? Like, some, like, you know, we need. What didn't he say something crazy at all some few years back besides the flat earth thing?
I'm sure we can look it up and figure it out. But yeah, man, here's my thing. There's no easy way back for sports. Like, it's just not, there's no easy way back that's going to work out.
And another thing, Matt, though, but even before you go on further, think about it. You can do both. People aren't dumb where they're not distracted from the protesting just because of the NBA. Y'all think we that dumb and that we can't do two things at one time? I can't watch the game and feel upset about injustice?
Bro, I have an extraordinary amount of time on my hands. I've got enough time to do everything.
Yeah, I mean, even if I didn't have the time, I would be able to compartmentalize what was going on, like. That's like dumb niggas. That's dumb nigga talk, man. That's dumb nigga talk.
Use the platform. Right now, we have an unprecedented amount of willingness from the powers that be who are apologizing for the condition the country's in. Man, use that shit. The NBA, use that, bruh. The WNBA, MLB, all of that, use it. Use your own companies. You know what I'm saying? Challenge these ideas. Put it out there. Say what you need to say. You know, like, work with your companies and really move the message of what you want to see happen so that you can actually make these changes in a substantive way. Like, if you don't like the way something works in your company or you don't like the way that things have been happening, call it out. Right now is the time to do it. Call it out and make those changes. Work with the people that are in the places to do those things. If you don't see enough Black people reflected in those roles in your jobs and in your companies and things like that, man, call that out and make it be a thing. Because right now, ears are open to things that they've never been open to before. And we're able to make actions and force actions for things that were just not on the table previously.
Yeah, I would like to apologize to Kyrie. Kyrie, he actually did stand up for some stuff. I'm looking at some stuff going on online. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that, bro. Yeah, but you're still not followable, a followable person. You believe in flat earth.
Yeah.
And shout out to your pops who said, shout out to your fresh cut.
Yeah, I was, I looked at myself in the mirror about a week ago and damn near bought myself after I came back.
Like, that ain't the same person. That's a new person.
Actually,
but Kyrie,
cut my hair all the way off to let it grow back out because it just had lost its direction.
He's like one of those dudes, if you take that bus, you'll get there. Like, what?
Oh, or like that one guy, we said we weren't going to say his name this show, but he said that if we did less coronavirus testing, we would get less results come back. The numbers are only up because we're testing so much. I was like, if I stopped counting my birthdays, I'll still be 21.
Yeah.
But that ain't how it works.
No, I'm just, your ARP card is still coming in the mail.
We'll get there, but yeah. So
yeah, no. I'm talking about when you get to the age, it's coming in the mail. It's like, it ain't like you stopping it from coming.
Tell your knees you ain't the age. Let me tell my knees I'm still 21.
Exactly.
Hey, knees, I want to hoop four times this week. They gonna be like, yeah, all right. Sure, go for it. I ain't coming. I'm only coming once.
So last thing, man, we got these box changes for all these different, like they changing everything to.
So who was it first? Aunt Jemima? They said, this is enough.
Yeah. Aunt Jemima, then Uncle Ben's, I think the Quaker Old Man, I think they finna get him out the paint as well. I think they're trying to whitewash us, man. I'm trying to whitewash us black people off these boxes, man.
Well, good. This would be the first of all time where whitewashing actually was like, all right, cool, let's do it.
Yeah. It's
now, here's my thing about this though. Are we changing all these boxes and stuff like that? I mean, are we gonna make Jesus black finally? We gonna make that right?
Nah, you crazy if you think they're gonna say Jesus they gonna make Jesus black? Man,
I mean,
question is the Pine Sol dude a black man? I've always wondered this. Is he just a light-skinned black guy, Native American, Hispanic brother?
Maybe like, I'm thinking about Mr. Clean. I'm not envisioning the
That's what I'm thinking, Mr. Clean. My bad, Mr. Clean. That's what I'm thinking about. My bad, Mr. Clean.
I think Mr. Clean is for everybody. He's like a gay icon or something. I think
he's a gay icon? For real? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really? Damn.
It's also Pride Month, so, you know, let's not let them get swept underneath the rug.
That's true.
Too.
Shout out to all our LGBTQ some of their people, stuff, man. As well. Yeah. Y'all might as well, I mean, everybody getting in on these benefits. These bennies is flying out everywhere, so get your benefits as they coming out.
Where'd the poll end up at?
Let's see what the poll...
The reparations poll,
as of right now, reparations poll that we started at the beginning of this, it has 90% taxes, 5% student loans, 2% child support, 3% cash. Cats want them taxes, man.
I guess people are saying if I get the cash, I can pay those other things off.
Yeah, I think it's got to be that. It's got to be that situation where it's seeming like, you know what? If I ain't got to pay no taxes, I ain't got to worry about nothing.
See, I want the apology. I don't want you to give me a bunch of money because then I'm going to want to do some other stuff with it. I just want you to wipe that thing out.
Just go and just wipe it out?
It don't hurt nothing for you just to say, all right, cool, that's gone. That didn't change anything. The national debt, way bigger than my student loans.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Literally just sent everybody in America except for me $1,200 because I still haven't got my check. I just don't think it's coming. So you can do it.
I didn't get no check, man. I made too much money, man. I couldn't get a check.
See,
so
those are baller problems.
No, that's not a baller problem. That's just what it was. I was just above the thing, man.
You gotta start tucking your money away, man. You gotta get on them 1099s and stuff, dog. I always try to keep as little bit of W-2 money as I possibly can.
That's real shit. I had all kind of receipts I was trying to pull out for taxes, boy.
I'd be like, hey, can you pay me a little less? I need to stay underneath this threshold.
You know, it's a catch me saying for their child support, too. They'd be like, ooh.
Let me do this work as a contractor, though. Don't put it on there.
I'll pay my own taxes. Don't worry about it. Don't even need insurance. I'll pay my own insurance. Fuck it. I'll do it on my own. Well, man, appreciate everybody. This is a good live, man. We hit some couple of topics, man. Juneteenth celebration. Happy Juneteenth to everyone out there. We appreciate everybody coming in our live here. I don't even know when we're going to do this again. This is Juneteenth, so it was something special for everybody to kind of rock out to.
You can always go, stop by Spotify, stop by.
Yeah, anywhere Podbean, you can download podcasts.
Stop by
everywhere.
iTunes, man. Subscribe to the
YouTube.
YouTube, the whole thing. Catch the video.
Shout out to all our YouTube listeners that's on here now. They're not here live watching, but it'll be up there for them to be able to see it. So,
for sure. But, check out the commentary.
Commentary.
We coming for you, Cass, man. Everything expanding here on the Straight Out Lowcast Network, man.
Yeah, we got Just Kicking It, the soccer podcast. I love 90s music podcast. We got some more. We got a lot more content coming to around the pipe too that y'all gonna love and y'all. And it's diverse stuff too. So absolutely. It's not just us over and over again. It's people with different voices,
thank God,
different opinions. Yeah, because I'm thank tired God. Of doing all this shit.
Nobody needs more of that. Y'all are good. All right, man. Well, hey, enjoy y'all Juneteenth, man. Get out today again, man. Support Black business, man. Support yourself. Yeah.
Support just one Black business. Like let's just do one every day for the weekend. Every day. Even go online, buy a t-shirt, go to a food spot, buy a mask, something. It's easy.
It's easy to do it all the time, man. I mean, listen to a Black podcast every day. Do a download for a Black podcast. That's like a free purchase.
Yeah, it is. People understand that's equity.
You're pushing your people towards revenue by supporting their podcast, by reading their articles, by buying their music. There's a lot more to supporting Black business than just buying clothes and food. There's a lot more to it than just that. So, take a day like this to really get a chance to reflect on what that looks like and just let the habits carry over, and support the community, 365.
All right. We are out of here, y'all. Peace.